Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. It's nice to have you tuned into Robert Mary's World Travel Get-Together. And before we get personal with Laura Farenthold for our Personal Connection Travel segment, a quick word about our sponsor, Carnival Cruise Line.
Since their founding 46 years ago, they are known as the world's most popular cruise line. Carnival is all about fun vacations at sea and ashore, and they carry millions of passengers each year. They feature day and night entertainment with stage shows, musical performances, dance parties, casinos, water slides, and more.
They've got it all
What's
going on there, folks. Exactly right. Carnival Cruise Ships, listen, they offer comfy staterooms, attentive service, casual and elegant dining, and a variety of bars. As Mary just said, what's not to love? With 3 to 16 day voyages departing from every coast in the U.S., plus Canada, Puerto Rico, and Europe, check them out today at carnival.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our next guest is a well-traveled journalist and content editor for Women's World magazine. I'm sure she could talk about a lot of travel topics with us, but it's her personal story of unexpectedly losing her husband and making the call to take her two daughters on a 4-year road trip to scatter her husband's ashes across the U.S. and Canada that prompted us to invite her on the show today with us. Laura Farenthold has written a funny, poignant memoir of this trip called The Pink Steering Wheel Chronicles, and we welcome her now.
Nice to connect with you, Laura. Welcome to RM World Travel and our Personal Connection episode today.
Thank you.
So, you know, Laura, I think it's fair to say that grief, you know, when we lose somebody that we love, it's a process that can be different for everyone to heal from and how they deal with it. In your case, you decided to incorporate travel into your grieving process, and I'd like you to share with us how the idea came to you to take your husband's ashes on a road trip across North America.
Well, basically, it's because I did not want to leave him home in his box of ashes while the girls and I went on a camping trip.
Straightforward.
Okay, that is a straightforward
answer.
So this truly was a family road trip. Laura, I'd like to spend a moment discussing the title of your book. I really want to start there because I found this so interesting in your book, The Pink Steering Wheel Chronicles. Somewhere along the road trip, you go out and you buy a steering wheel cover at a Walmart. What was so moving about this pink wheel cover that it factored into the title of your book?
As I joke, because the girls and I really didn't have any set itinerary when we took our road trip, our first one, mm-hmm. and we were decorating the RV that we bought on the side of the road, which was the vehicle, we call him Harvey the RV. That was the vehicle that we used to spread their father's ashes mm-hmm. for all of our trips. So we were decorating Harvey the RV, and we bought him this pink steering wheel cover, and I joked that it became our spiritual GPS. So that's why I called, yeah. That's why Penguin Random House and I titled the book The Pink Steering Wheel Chronicles.
All right, so in the book, you have a great quote, "I grieved in the arms of America." Mm-hmm. Explain to everyone listening around the country what that means to you.
What that meant was that I would go into shop at Costco, pretty much, and because I was alone in Harvey the RV with my two young girls, I didn't have adult conversation. So I would buy cookies, and I'd turn to the ladies in line, and I'd say, "Oh, would you like a cookie?" And then they'd ask, "Oh, what are you doing here? You know, where are you traveling to?" And then I got to practice on them and say that I was widowed, and, you know, what I was doing, and I made so many friends. You know, women, we would all hug and cry. Mm-hmm. They'd tell me their stories, and I literally grieved in the arms of America.
Cookies and
so poignant.
Costco.
Yeah. But it's
cookies
just
at Costco or at gas stations, or, you know, we'd meet people. We stayed on a goat farm mm-hmm. with this lovely older woman, and she taught us to milk goats. We had these incredible experiences.
Great example of the power of storytelling. Laura, how many miles did you cover on this trip?
We did 31,152 miles over the course of 5 trips.
Wow. Through the U.S. and Canada. I'm curious, how did you and your daughters sort of make decisions? Was it kind of spontaneous, or was it planned out on the various places that you would be scattering your husband's ashes?
You know, it just kind of happened organically. As I said, I was afraid to leave him home in his box. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do, hire a babysitter, right? So we brought him on the first camping trip, and we hadn't planned on spreading his ashes or doing anything. Mm-hmm. And to summarize, I had to go to an outhouse, and I was terrified. It's in a campground in Portland, Oregon, and it was late at night, so I brought Mark in a box. That's what I called him, Mark in a box, with me, and tripped, and the ashes spilled, some of them. Mm. And I thought, either he's screaming, get me out of this box, or, you know, he can somehow protect us. So it just started as like a funny happenstance thing. But yeah. Then I thought, you know, maybe he'd like to be at the top of this mountain in mm-hmm. Washington State. Or maybe, you know, we could take him down to Crater Lake in California and sprinkle him in the water. So it just took off organically from there. But we never had intended to do that right. or buy the RV right. or travel for 31,000 miles.
Right. I feel like this trip that started off as a way to help all of you heal must have had some other fantastic moments in it, moments that really made memories for you and your daughters. I mean, you gave them a gift for the rest of their lives. Can you share maybe if there's a turning point moment that stands out for you or something special that happened that you still reminisce about with your daughters?
Well, my daughters were only 9 and 11 when their father passed away in front of us. It mm-hmm. was unexpected and horrible. Mm-hmm. And they were so little and we were traumatized. I thought, all right, we cannot let this define us. We've got to get out there and go camping, and then we ended up spreading the ashes, and do things that we're afraid to do so we can learn to stand on our own 2 feet. I was afraid of heights. My little girls, where they were a little bit older then, they got me to climb a 1,200-foot mountain. Huh. My daughter, Nell, was terrified of open water. We went in a raft in the Bay of Fundy, which has, you know, 15-foot swells right. of water. My other daughter, Susanna, was a little afraid of horses, so we went on this big weekend camping trip on horses. So the defining moments were the moments that gave us strength.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I mean, you know, because Laura, at the end of the day, life is about family. It's about our friends. It's about our experiences, you know, the compilation of all of that. So, you know, we're certainly very sorry for your loss. But at the same time, we applaud you because this was an extraordinary trip. And it was a gift, as Mary just said, not only to your girls, but also to yourself. And, you know, on this show, we often talk about travel, and it can be any type of travel, and really how transformative that it can be. So in addition to helping you heal, how else would you say that this trip really helped you and your girls?
It helped us heal, and it helped us to learn to rely upon ourselves. You know, they were little, and, you know, if a tire blew, I had them change the tire, right? If we had, you know, in trying to read a map, they would determine directions. So there were all of these life skills that were built into it that gave us empowerment, I guess, mm-hmm. and also allowed us to grieve in our own way. And it was just, it was all so beautiful. And now there's no place that they can't go where their dad isn't.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I'll share this story with you real quick. I have an industry friend, lives out in Seattle, and he lost a close friend of his a few years ago. They were big Yankee fans, and here in the New York area, I'm a big Yankee fan. Anyway, they all flew to New York, and when they told me what they were doing, they went to Yankee Stadium. I think there were about 10 of them that did this. They all had so many ashes of this gentleman that passed on, and they walked around the stadium, and they spread the ashes during a Yankee game, and because that's what they felt was the right thing to do. So now they feel whenever they watch a Yankee game or they go to a Yankee game, that their friend is there with them.
They have that connection.
Right. Well, plus because of my husband's job, where he worked very hard as a financial journalist to help taxpayers not lose money during the financial crisis, and he was from Kansas, you know, just like a basic guy
right.
who ended up being a huge reporter. I also felt that it was very important for him to be sprinkled amongst people, like, you know, in America.
Yeah, totally. Right. Laura, I have to share with you. I mean, we thank you very much for joining Mary and me to share your travel story today on our Personal Connection. What you did certainly is, again, a very different way to heal and to do something through that grieving process. But our best to you, to your daughters, and also to now the memory of your husband.
Thank you.
Yeah, Laura, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Laura.
Yeah, so if you'd like the full account of Laura's amazing journey, you can find the book, The Pink Steering Wheel Chronicles, A Love Story, on Amazon or at your local bookseller. And it's just such a moving story, but I would also say it's a very funny story. She really incorporates humor.
Well, you can hear that in her voice right now.
Yeah.
All right, folks, listen, we appreciate you being here with us today. A reminder that you can please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can do it all at RM World Travel. You can also link over from our website at rmworldtravel.com. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we hope you'll stay right where you are as Mary and I return in mere moments.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.